the wand, a puff of smoke, and the magic man pulls one out of the hat.
I still can't believe it happened.
Welcome to the Mirror's Magic Supercoach Quickfire Q&A. Apologies for the delay. Got someone on board again, Xavier. I needed you this morning and you've delivered.
Nah, pleasure to be here, Selby. If you did listen to the AFL Fantasy podcast into this one, we've recorded this separately. So we went home, did some form and studied and we're back.
Back to back. So not as many questions come through, obviously, because people are limited on trades, but people also have dilemmas with they've got one or two trades left to use them this week. With Laird out, putting the insights, I'm not trading Laird. I think he's only out for 1 week, and with 6 weeks to go.
Who have Adelaide got? Who are they playing? Interesting, because
it's a tough one.
Because they're finals race, Adelaide. Melbourne. Do you reckon they just said, oh, I don't know. I don't know about a 1 week shoulder if you're in the finals race.
Yeah, and he played out the game, had a jab, and played well. Look what he scored in the fourth quarter last week after he went off the ground.
Yeah, maybe.
But I know coaches might have held Tom Green. That means then you've got two players out. You can't afford to either play two rookies or cop the donut, and then you're trading out of Tom Green, especially because there's some cheap options in the midfield who you can jump on who I think are great, whether it's an LDU, a Tuke Miller, a Jack Steele. I like all three of those, probably in that order. Question about do you use your... Because the big thing is you've got trades left. Say you've got two left safe.
And you got none. But what would the percentage of zero, yeah, one and 20, two?
I think there's 25% of top 1,000 have zero, 30% have one, 30% of two. So that's about the benchmark. Okay. So it's like, do you use your last trade to go a Sheasel up to a Sisley and try to gain 20 points per week for 6 weeks, 120 points. I still think we're at the point, and this is coming off Tommy's philosophies, we're still too early to do that. You're better off holding that trade. Say next week Bontempelli's out. You can then trade him for
whoever you want.
Whoever you want and get that 120 to save the zero. So but soon when there's 3 weeks to go, then 100% you get that little bump because
you fight
there's
for
less
everything.
Chances for that. Where I think I would use my last trade for the bump and mention the fancy one is if I owned a Briggs who's just come back to earth a little bit and you've got Max Gorn who's...
We still love him.
Max Gorn's come up for 215. 215 he scored.
Yeah. How? Why?
Hasn't ruck solo.
What, did he kick 10 goals or something as a forward?
Just played as a ruckman.
Played as a ruckman.
Five.
Blow me down. He played as a ruckman.
5% of the top 1,000, 4 of the top 100. Huge unique. I'm using my last trade to do that move. If I can get Rowan Marshall, who's coming off 58, 100 in his last five, his average, I think you can put, we talked about that 20, 25 points per week. If you can get Marshall to Gorn and still have a trade up your sleeve, so if you can do it, it's a straight swap. So if you've got two plus trades, I'm doing Marshall to Gorn and leaving me with one, but I wouldn't leave with zero to do it.
Okay.
Then we get on to the questions time. Question time. Only a couple have come through.
I love Supercoach. Yeah, well, you know I do.
I know you do. Where's me questions? Supercoach. Oh, this is basically the Gorn move.
Oh, right.
Captain this week, I put him in the thing. Short pod, I'm very sorry, but and delayed 3 minutes. You've got to give us something. So what have you got for us?
I know. I'm telling you what I'm watching. Actually, have you ever been involved in a lawsuit where you sued anyone?
No.
So I read just saw a tweet before. A lady got paid over $1 million. A chicken nugget fell out of the pack, land on the kid's leg.
Burn him.
Burn. $1 million.
It was her fault. Or was it
the packet's fault, but...
A faulty packet.
I'm lying off Albie's legs. Alb, mate, I promise you, you just got to cop this for the family.
In America, not in Australia.
I don't know, it must be in America. And then this girl here won over $1 billion in the lotto, walked into a little mini mart, and she got overawed and she ran off. She won it all. $1 billion. I know taxes take the life out of it, but like, Jesus. What would you do? At what limit would you disappear in life?
Well, I think we've said if one of us win it, we're going to buy this little Royal Claremont, we call it. It's actually a little par three Claremont golf course. We'll buy that and this beautiful house overlooking it.
Yeah, very
looks like a little Venice, Tuscany sort of thing.
Like that's the clubhouse. Everyone's welcome if they pop in.
So that's probably what I'd be doing.
I reckon we need to buy a little bit more land and maybe have a couple of par fours on there.
So you can get the big boy out.
Yeah.
Stealth. Unfortunately, I'm a bit preoccupied at the moment.
Aren't we? I haven't used them. They're just sitting at home.
Laird, as I said, I'm holding playing your rookie. That's what cover's for. You got cover for that reason. This time last year, I think it was it Clary out this week and I played a Saliga, or maybe it was Hewitt out. So it happens this time of year. Soon you can trade those one-weekers. But if you've got a Green and Laird, then you're definitely trading Green because you can't be holding back and in two rookies.
I'll give you something, actually. You want me to give you something?
What do you got quickly for me?
Yeah, what do we talk about the Bulldogs midfield? Too many mouths to feed. What have we said about the Carlton midfield? Too many mouths to feed. I'll tell you what club's in that category now. Sydney Swans. Sydney Swans are in the too many mouths to feed category for success.
Does Rowbottom need to be in there?
I'm telling you right now, Parker does 80% set of bounces. Rowbottom does 60%. Warner's their best, you'd say. Goulden needs to be a midfielder. He's just out in the wing because of how many mouths to feed.
Mills.
You got Mills who needs to sort of have a little look. He's an inside midfielder. He's not a wingman. Then you got Sheldrick, who they're trying to promote. Where's he play? He's not an outside player. Then you got Dylan Stevens, who's a high draft pick, can't even get a look. And then in goes Florent, Papley, and Heaney at least one centre mounts at a time.
They love throwing Pappas in there, don't they?
What do you think of that?
You know, the issue is, they in their head, strong overhead kicks goals, they want Parker to be that retire as a forward. He's just too good in the midfield. He's a gun inside, tough.
But, yeah, of course he is. But there's
The blueprint's there. What GWS did in the offseason. Trade two of them.
Two. But who?
If I was...
Well, Warner Swans, and Goulden are the safest.
Mills is born and bred. Yeah. So let's quickly talk. That's another question coming through. Mills is a lot of coaches' MA because he came in cheap, under-delivering. I think you're stuck with him now. And yes, you could go sideways to a Jack Steele, but this time last...
Do we not talk about
Sydney,
though?
We're doing the same thing.
We don't talk... We don't look at the names. Four doesn't fit into 15. Doesn't fit into four.
Top of the ladder. They've only got a couple, haven't they? Collingwood.
Yeah.
Dacos now, was it before? Degoe. Like, there's no real bona fide.
Degoe, if he was in the forward line, you'd go, oh, Degoe's forward today. Like, you wouldn't flinch.
Who's second on the ladder? Port just have their little... Even William Drew's getting a run. That's how they're pretty thin.
Port are thin. And if Butters and Rosie were forward, you go, oh, they're just forward, yeah.
Brisbane, thin.
Thin.
Melbourne, thin.
Thin.
Geelong, who are their mids?
Thinnest. Mate, they're advanced there, thin.
St Kilda, thin. Then it goes to the full ones. The one who's also... is not. All right, that's enough for us.
What do you reckon? Good topic, off the bat.
Well, who do you trade? Would you get an early pick from West Coast for Warner?
Oh, no, you're getting Chad Warner. Chad Warner and Earl Goulden are the only two that are safe, I would have thought. If it was America, and that's what I always say, and they don't care, you'd be firing off anyone by those two.
All right.